The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Everton facing Manchester City at Goodison Park tonight. Marco Silva's been given the backing by the club's owner, Farhad Moshiri, who's reassured him, says he's expected to forge ahead with his blueprint. Let's check in with Tony Grant, former Everton midfielder. Morning, Toe.
Morning, Steve. How are you, mate?
Great, thank you. How are you feeling about the current situation with the manager, Tony?
Well, it's a topic, isn't it? It's been a debate for weeks now. Probably since the derby, it's been a debate. I'm one of them, mate. As most every manager who comes in, like to get behind him. I raised my eyebrows when he got the job. I wasn't really sure he warranted getting the job, but that was then. He got a full pre-season and brought half a team in, so I thought, brilliant. So we can get his plan going. And you know, the first few months, it was an improvement, but I don't think it was hard to get an improvement. There was that much negativity last year. I honestly think if anyone would have took over, the players would have been, especially bringing six players in, they would have improved anyway. But he did improve and he looked good, and I thought, yeah, that's something good.
Yeah.
And then something happened, and I don't know what happened. And now all of a sudden they look shot. They look no energy and no imagination. And it's a little bit worrying.
You've been in lots of dressing rooms yourself, Tony.
Yeah.
Have you seen those moments where something which you can't explain affects the group as a whole?
Well, I think a manager's job really it's to inspire your players. You know, it's the enthusiasm. You want to go to training. You want to listen to them. You want to put what they're saying into practice, and you keep going, you keep going. And some managers are better than others, just a simple fact, some are. And some don't coach, but they're better managers. So I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know whether the lads have got bored of his voice or they're not believing in what's getting said. But they look devoid of ideas right now. And I said a few weeks ago, for me, it's a great opportunity. Once we got knocked out of the cup, which was obviously a big disappointment, but I said to a few friends, I said, you know, this is a great opportunity for this manager to really show that he's a good manager, because to pick that team up now, to inspire the players and motivate them now, what a good job you would do if you could inspire this group of players now. They've got nothing else to play for.
We can turn it around. I mean, you've said on your social media, sacking Marco Silva is not the right thing to be doing at this point in time.
I totally agree. For me, as I just said to you then, I think it's a great opportunity to show all the fans, the ones who are sitting on the fence, the ones who are with you, the ones who aren't against you. Because I've been a player and because I've been knocked out of cups early, I know it's hard to motivate, especially some foreign kids. It's hard to motivate them. Now, we haven't got a British influx in that squad. It is mainly the foreign boys. And to go and motivate them, when it looks like you're going to finish mid-table, whether we can get seventh, possibly still get it. To motivate them and to get a style right now would show me that he has got the tools for the job.
You referenced personality earlier, Tony. And how much is that of an influence to players? Because some people have said about Marco, he's a little bit bland, a little bit dull. You know, if that's what we're seeing in his press conferences, is that what the players are seeing as well?
You know, I think it comes down to respect. It's fine if he's a little bit dull, but you get your respect by what you actually say. So you have a style of play, and it's how you get that message across to the players. And if they believe you, you'll get that respect. If they think you're talking rubbish and you're a bit bland, then all of a sudden you'll lose that respect, and they just won't run as hard, or they won't do what they're supposed to do. Do you know what I mean?
Are there certain players you see in that Everton team at the moment that you think they could be the leaders in some sort of revival? I mean, we could all say Seamus Coleman, couldn't we? But is there more than three or four?
Well, what was interesting was that the Huddersfield game the other day when Bainesy started, it was like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Just to see Bainesy in a blue kit, it was like, forget how old he is. Bainesy's still got more in his brain than most of the players on the pitch. And he is a leader. Now, obviously, he's been injured. I don't know. He looked injured again, so he came off against Huddersfield, didn't he? And then it looks like he's tried to play through a pain barrier or something in the next game. I don't know what happened to him there. But Baines is a leader, but there obviously isn't many leaders. But, you know, there's lots of clubs out there who haven't got leaders. It's sort of a dying trend these days.
It is, isn't it?
The job's to find some.
And yet, of course, in the teams you played in, it was probably littered with those personalities.
It was littered with men, wasn't it? It was littered with men. There's less men these days, isn't it? It's like the society's totally changed, hasn't it? There was back in the day, it was men would deal with things as men. Now it's totally different anyway. So it just transpired down to football, like now.
So the owner's given Marco Silva his backing. And yeah. Also stated it's under this vision, which is quite a bold vision, isn't it, of a production line, of getting youngsters in through the academy. I say it's a bold vision because actually the manager lives or dies on this now.
Well, that's it. So I honestly believe if especially our club is a bit different. We are we've been behind Liverpool forever, and we are a little bit old school, and we like the fight, and this has always been our identity. It's to be the underdog a little bit, and then to use the academy, which has always done okay. The academy there for me is to support the first team. It's not the other way around. The first team are not to support the academy. So young kids are coming through. We can't just play them, hope to sell them, because we're going to lose touch with the top six, and that's where I think the owner wants to get to. Especially if we get a new stadium, we want a good team, so that's where he wants to get to. Now, if they have a policy where they want to buy young, nothing wrong in that. There's nothing wrong in buying young players. We all want to buy young players. Yeah. There's nothing wrong in that, and it's a good thing. I'm sure every club in the world would rather buy a young player than an old player. But I mean, we've had people like Gareth Barry, who's coming, who right now would get an Everton team now probably.
Yeah, it's true.
Liverpool got Milner. They bought Milner when he was getting on. Probably getting all their teams every week. So it's not the be all and end all. I just hope that's not the vision. And it's, but they keep saying long term. I'm not a big fan of long term in football. I just don't see it.
Tonight's a huge one, isn't it? In fact, not just tonight. In fact, Everton's home games as they stack up now look increasingly testing.
They do. It's funny enough, it's like a role reversal. We had all these at the start of the season last year,
yeah.
When Koeman was the manager. And now we've got them at the end of the year. Now, you know, these are the tests, because some of our players have struggled even getting shots on target against the poorer teams in the Premier League. So now they're going to have to start doing it against the better teams. So it's going to be a huge test. And, you know, if we come through it, fair play, and let's get right behind this manager. If they don't come through it and they roll over, which we've seen recently, if they roll over, then questions have got to be asked.
Because it's the nature of the game, isn't it? How would you approach it if you were Marco Silva? I'm sure you've got your own sort of tactical idea. Do you just try and shore everything up, but then how do you keep Man City out?
Well, it's going to be tough regardless of what you do. But what I would like to see is some passion. I'd like to see when the ball is rolling about in midfield, someone goes and makes a tackle. I'd like to see people not giving up, working back and you know, trying to win the game and trying to not lose the game. I'd like to, and you know, the Everton fans, if we get beat, it's the mannerism and how you get beat, isn't it? You can't win all the time, but it's the mannerism and how we get beat, if we are going to get beat. So I'd like to see a little bit of passion back and something where every fan can walk out and go, do you know what, at least the lads had a right good goal tonight.
I think everyone would agree with you there. Tony, fingers crossed things will change. Thank you very much indeed for coming on, pal.
All right, mate.
The Kickoff.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.